New insight into Hanogah Seyichud yesterday. He said that the purpose of the evil in the world is to bring us to a nisayon, to test us, to give us the opportunity to see whether we will stand and be able to win and get our reward, bedin, not bechesed. We also said that the way you know where you're holding is how difficult the nisayonos are. The further person progresses in a degree or in a profession, the closer he gets to finishing the degree, the harder the mifchanim get. So we said that's why we see today an enormous arousal of ra, of nisayonos in the world, because we're coming close to the end. We also mentioned the Ramchal. I'm just summarizing it for myself. You weren't here. I'm trying to get some clarity as well. That the light is only seen in contrast to the darkness. Hanogah Seyichud is to bring us to realization that everything is one. It's all from Hashem and it's all there for one reason, and that's to hativ l'briyosa. Even evil is there for that purpose. It doesn't have any kiyum. Evil only has a kiyum in order to give us the opportunity to withstand the nisayonos in order to earn olam haba. Nimtzani lamdim ki al manas she'olam yegiel tikuno yakolish boch kivyachol tzarich ligroim litgabrus ha'ra. Comes up therefore that in order for the world to arrive at its tachlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyochol has to increase the evil in the world. Matzav zeh shel schar ve'oynesh lo niten b'shum oifen lechnoisei k'dgvuros hara sh'ra'ein hu ela ma she'adam hayger atzmo. Once again, this a person brings on himself. K'vishneima tisorcho reyoscho ha'yisurim shebo alav einu ela mikoyach asiyoso es hara b'ein Hashem. It only comes upon a person because he deserves it. At that level of Schav Oynesh, it's not so posh, because Schav Oynesh is talking about Olam Haba. The Schav Oynesh we're talking about is Olam Haba, not Yas. I'm not sure exactly where this fits in. But the evil that's mitgaber in the world comes about through Amaisin. Atoch Nemtzer, Shemantzim Shel Tigvur Sara, Yoitzes Hanhoge Megidre Amishpat, Megidre Schav Oynesh. Whenever the Ra becomes me'aver, what's deserved according to our deeds, we see that we're going out of the Gedorim of Mishpat and Tzchav Oynesh, Shere Adarabba, Harashoy Matzlichim, Roshe V'toivlo. Luma Soma Tzadikim Mo'inin U'mushvolim. We see Tzadik V'ralo. That's not the Fis Tzchav Oynesh, that's not Hanogah Samishpat. Hanogah Samishpat is Tzchav Oynesh, Tzadik V'toivlo, Roshe V'ralo. Suddenly we see a world where everything's upside down. You understand, you're out of the Hanogah of Mishpat. Hanogah zu nikras hanogah sayichud. That's hanogah sayichud. Tihi zu shemagale ki kol ashe hitchoylo ba'olam b'meshe kol sheishes alfei hashanim. Because the hanogah sayichud is what reveals that whatever's been going on in the last 6,000 years, hevi letachlis achas v'yichilu ledveikus b'Hashem. It's all leading to one ultimate goal, and that is dveikus to Hashem. A unified system that is aiming everything in one place. Even though today we don't see that oneness. We see fragmentation and disintegration. We don't see that everything is mukhuvan to one ultimate point. But that's where it's all headed. So that's what happens when Hanogah Seyichud comes out of Hanogah Samishpat. That's kind of where we got yesterday in Zelo, Kol Kach Baruli. Let's go over this again. So, we have to clarify one more thing is, Hanogah Seyichud sounds like it's completely out of the Gedorim of Mishpat. It's nothing to do with me at all. Hashem wants to give me more schar, so he gives me Yisurim that I don't deserve. But let's see how exactly that works, because it breaks all the rules. Gam Hanogah Seyichud l'tilchol ala adam elim ken yimotze bo chut asaru shel pegam v'chet. He clarifies and he says that Hanhogas Yichud is only going to be chal a person but is some chutasara or pogam v'chet. It has to have somewhere to land. If this guy is mamash 100% perfect, there's not any, if there is such a thing, if you could find such a thing, then Hanhogas Yichud wouldn't apply to that person. But if there is already something, however fractional it is on his level, that's where Hanhogas Yichud can have its landing space. It's not possible that if you have a person who doesn't even have a chutasar of chet, who lo kibble shum yisurim boilam, he can't get any yisurim boilam, because how are you going to... Nobody is 100% perfect, and therefore there's place for the Yisurim to land. That's what it means. There's no Yisurim without Ovon. Even if there's and that you have to put together with the Rakosh Bokhs Medaktik Vitzadikim Bechut Asara. You go try and find David HaMelech's chet, try and find Reuven's chet. You go through all the chatoim of the ancients, try and find the chet it's possible to find. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where that chut asari is. But that's enough to activate Hanhogas Yichud. In chotu shel adam hu b'chinas chut asari, v'adam mishum kach kasher boim alav yisurim, when a person's bechet is mamash b'chinas chut asari, so he has to know when Yisurim come upon him. First of all, he has to look and check out his Maisim. When the brothers were being tormented by Yosef in Mitzrayim, the first thing they said was, "What did we do wrong?" And they looked and looked. They couldn't find anything they did wrong except Mechiras Yosef. They couldn't find any chet. The Shvatim couldn't find anything they'd done wrong. Brocha b'kavana, Hesek Adas Milimad HaTorah for 1 second. They couldn't find any of that stuff. That we'll be talking about. But there was, they found. When Yisurim kind of person, he's got to stop and ask himself, why has this happened? He has to say, if this is happening, then there must be a reason. Of course, Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. They're coming to him, not law with the Aleph, law with the Vav. They're coming loy bedin. They're coming to him bedin. Baruch Taina Emes. If this is happening to me, then there's a reason for it. It's not Achzorius. Yusurim Eilu Aim Yusurim Shal Ava. These are Yusurim that come with Ava, Kodesh Baruch Hu Evoto, Veroitze Letet Lo Schar Rav Lamalem Erech Avodoysoi. Vushal Kach Umedak Tekim Oy Kachus Asara. That's Pshat in the Sugya of Hashem is Medak Tek. But tzaddikim kuchut asar, Hashem wants to give him much more schar in olam haba, much more than he deserves according to what he did in this world, and therefore Hashem's medaktek kuchut asar, he finds that little nidnud of chet, and then he piles on the yisurim, which enables him then to give him the reward that he wants to give him way above his deeds. Who can be yochom machapes al malani shosar? Hashem's looking, where can I find a place to punish this guy? That's how Hashem mitnaik with us in Hanhogas Yichud. So Hanhogas Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us, that's Tzadik V'Tov Lo Rosh V'Ra'alo. You get paid for what you do, you get all Meduktak V'Mishpat, Midah K'neged Midah. Hanhogas Yichud is you're going to get much more reward than you deserve. In order to do that, Hashem has to find some Pesach of Chet that he can hang your Surim on so that he can give you a reward that you don't deserve. That's called the Hanhogas Yichud. Kishitimtze Leima Hanhogas HaMishpat Hi Hanhogah Bebechines Eved Shemekabal Esarei Lo Meis HaMelech. Hanhogas HaMishpat is a melech and an eved. Is a melech and an eved. And the eved gets whatever he deserves from the king. He does what the melech wants from him. The melech gives him anything he needs. If he doesn't do what the melech told him, oh, he's in a lot of trouble. Hanhogas HaYichud, he be b'chinas bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. We don't treat our children the way we treat the Eved. Eved is din. You do what you do, you're supposed to do, you get rewarded, you get paid, everything's fine. You don't, you get whacked. Body matem la shem elokechem is a different hoga completely. Zu an hogas nistere shein af echad margish bo. Va'afal pi sheklape chutz nere adova ki yisurim kashim amorim. Va'klape chutz nere ki av noeg bach zoris chas vede klape b'noe. On the outside it looks like the father's mamish being cruel to the son. Pushing him harder, giving him the da-da-da, you know, giving him punishments that don't look like he deserves. The son doesn't feel it's unfair. He doesn't feel it's unfair. He knows how much his father loves him. He knows what a relationship he's got with his father. I understand his father's pushing him harder because he deserves more. He wants more from him. He knows how to do what his father wants, even things the father never asked him to do. He understands his father. He knows what his father wants. He knows what makes his father happy, he knows what upsets his father, and he goes about trying to make him happy. He knows first of all that his father in Shemayim, his Rotson, is to wipe out all the evil from the world and bring the world to its total shleimus and tikkun. He understands that the only way this can happen is what the evil strengthens itself. Therefore, he's prepared him a kabbal upon himself, this yisurim ba'avu, because he knows that it's taking his father's desires to their ultimate fruition. Svat ha yisurim hi, safa nisteres v'amukam. Everything has a language. Yisurim has a language. The language of Yisurim is very deep and hidden. Even the angels, the ministering angels, don't understand it. Only us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu understand this language. A Jew knows that at the end of the day, whatever happens, I'm Hashem's only child. I'm the entire purpose of the Bria. Therefore, it's not possible that Hashem will lose and destroy his whole world, that everything that he created the world for me is going to get wiped out. Whatever's going to be, no matter what's going to happen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for me. For all this Yisurim is the Tovasa. Yehudi Mavin, it's a Safai Nistara Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Nebada Beimoy. Only a Jew understands this secret language that Hashem speaks to him in. Dvarim Eilu Yefshe Ledabra. You can't speak these words. There's no words to describe this. Kaviyachol Bereish Gale Sharei Heim Neged Seidan Hogas HaMishpat. This whole sugya is outside the normal hanogos of the world. Dvarim elu nemorim kiviyachol b'cheide ayichud aprati sheyesh lekol yudim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to the Jew? Where does a Jew hear this conversation, this dialogue that takes place between a Jew and Hashem? Where does it take place? In the cheide ayichud that every Jew has in the privacy of his own heart with Hashem. Menas yasuruf shel yodvi cheide ayichud sheloim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This portion of Yisurim that a Jew gets, that's his Chayde Yichud with Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers in your ear, kviyachol. V'emrim lo, ki davke hadiktu kechut ha-sara, megale ki hu neval al yedei oviv shebeshamayim. The chut ha-sara that every Jew goes through, that's davke what reveals to him how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. The sevel that he's going to teaches him, shows him, enlightens him to the fact that there's reward for his deeds and there's hope in the end. It says the reward of a mitzvah done without yisurim compared to the reward of a mitzvah done with yisurim is 100 times bigger, yeah? 100 times bigger. So if he does it with one portion of tzah, it's 100. portions in the Lama Ba. If it does with two portions of tzar, how much does it give? Huh? How much more? Do the math. Do the math. Double. If we double the if we double the yisuri, we're gonna have to double the schar. What's 100 times 100? 10,000. If you get three portions of yisuri, how much portions of schar does he have to get? Do the math, no?
It's like the makot. It's not the
not
same.
Like the makot. How what is 3 times schar?
But the onesh, it's on the yisurim at the beginning. It's good, but more we are going, you get yisurim, more it's painful. That means you have also the past.
All I'm asking is if you have one portion of yisurim, you get 100 portions of schar.
Yeah.
If you get two portions of yisurim, you get 10,000 portions of schar. If you get three portions of yisurim, you get how much? A million.
Yes.
Simple maths.
Yes.
Go back, check your arithmetic. Oh, Zil? So for every added bit of schar, the mitzvah that's harder to do, the reward is much bigger. Therefore, you see the poor tzaddik and he's got a hard life and things are difficult. And he's got problems with his children, problems with his parnos or whatever, and you go, oh, Nebuch. He's the billionaire. You see a guy who's got no problems, everything's going well, things are running things smoothly, he's got parnos and his kids are there, and he's the Nebuch. He's doing the same mitzvahs as the guy that's getting that's got the yisurim. And at the end of the day, the guy that's got the yisurim is getting a trillion times of schar, and the guy's got no problems. The schar is very, very puny. You start looking at the world with Torah spectacles.
But again, we have to succeed. It's not evident that somebody have Isurim, he can make the mitzvot. Sometimes he has no...
The mitzvah that he does do, and the little bit that he does do, the schar is much bigger.
But it's more difficult to do.
That's why the schar is much bigger.
That means it's not automatic, but you will...
Nothing's automatic. Even the guy that's got it going well doesn't always do what he's supposed to do. Sometimes only when the yisurim come that we start doing what he's supposed to do. Everyone's got bechira.
Yes.
This doesn't interfere with one's bechira bichlal.
Concept wrote saying.
It's saying nothing. I'm just reading what's there.
What are the concepts? The concept that you don't realize is all for a head. You know, no one would want to do knows in English. You didn't come to the recognition that whatever came to you was because of our artist.
Yep. Hashem is Baruch Mavakesh Mekol Yehudi Kviyochol. Hashem requests of every Jew. Oysa Bakasha Shu Bikesh Mavram Avinu Lifnei Nisoyin Akeda. The Yalkut Shmuel tells us that just before the Akeda, Kodesh Baruch Hu asked from Avram Avinu a Bakasha. Bavakasha Mimcho, I'm asking you, please. Omod Li Benisoyin Zeh, please withstand this Nisoyin. Kedei Shelo Yoimra Rishonim Ein Be Mamush. So that people shouldn't say, I don't know who would say this, the Rishonim, the beginnings of Klal Yisrael, the fathers, they really don't have that much for it. They don't have anything going for it. Means after 9 Nisoyinus, Avraham Avinu, had he not passed this Nisoyin, the other 9 Nisoyinus would have been, so they've got it. From this Avraham Avinu, you know. Kivshana Aish, and then Ali Melech, and then Lech Lecho, and all the 9 Nisoyinus that he went through, they lo shove klum. Vine Nisoyinus Avraham Klal Yisrael, Bekol Adoyros. Klal Yisrael withstood Nisoyinus through all the generations, through the generation of genocide. Since the closing of prophecy, since the end of Bais Rishon, essentially, when prophecy came to an end, we've been the nation of Yisurim Yom Valayla. Ach bedoreni do ikvesin ha-mashichi yeh tagburus ha-raboyla. But in this generation, it's getting worse. Ha-Yisurim abo malenu al-bon of chavivov shel ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. In this generation, the Yisurim that come upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloved children, what we call tzadik v'ra'alo, sof sof ha'amcha kulam tzadikim. Afilo paish Yisrael malayim mitzvahs kirimon. The worst Jews malayim mitzvahs kirimon. V'anachnu soivlim, we suffering. Luma zayis derech roshoyim tzleicho. The ways of the roshoyim are ma'od matzliyam.
We are going through terrible yisurim.
You ask any doctor in any oncology ward, wherever there's Jews, he'll tell you that the amount of Jews in an oncology ward are out of proportion to how many Jews there are in that place. You ask any Deutsche doctor in America, he'll tell you there are too many Jews here. Why are there so many Jews with a machala? What's going on here? What? What? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So they look for genetic and lifestyles and whatever. They have a look. We don't have it easy. It's getting worse and worse. You see, it's getting worse. Who would have thought even 2 years ago that in England you might have to leave England because it's impossible to educate your children? Who would have thought 2 years ago in Stamford Hill that you can't open a Beis Yaakov anymore? That's what's happening in England today. You don't have to go to Iraq or Iran or Turkey to be in England. England, you know. So they're talking seriously. They don't know what's going to be. They don't know what's going to be next year. They're going to open schools. Where are the kids going to go to school? The government pursuing and right after the schools. They're closing down schools.
What, like religious schools?
From schools. The schools used to be the jewel of education in England. Suddenly the government inspectors are going in and they're finding this wrong and that wrong and this wrong, and they're not passing their point numbers, so they've got to close the schools and whatever. It's purely anti-Semitic. They know it's Poshut. Poshut, what's going on? Who would have thought such a thing? Can you imagine such a thing? In France, you can't walk around with a yarmulke on. Who would have thought such a thing 10 years ago that to walk in France is a con and a foshus? To even look Jewish in France today is a con and a foshus. Who would have thought such a thing?
Are you referring to the fact that pushing this whole modern policy on the schools?
I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, but doesn't know that?
Oh. I don't know what I know. I'm talking about that they're coming and they're closing down from schools.
Why? But you know, I understood. It says that they're passing a law now that's called the modern Britain. They're going to quickly have a curriculum. But it's about the IUB thing. It's like, you can't call a person.
That's going to come. That's coming. That hasn't happened yet. I'm talking really long before that. That's another problem. Yeah, that's another problem.
My father told me that in England now, we're coming back a few days ago. So in the London Underground, you're not only announced on the platform, ladies and gentlemen, the train.
You can't say that anymore.
You're not allowed to say, you have to say passenger. You can't say ladies and gentlemen. Hmm. And Rosh Kaburua last week was telling me that from school, like I've been in places like 10-year-olds, they have to from this Ofsted or allow people come in once in a room and speak to the assembly of children about gender, whether they ever have feelings that they think maybe instead of being a boy they could be a girl. Honestly, this is what to do. So
that's what I'm saying, you may have to close down the schools.
One is based in the south by the road, no? Of Kiryat Anglia.
They're gonna have non-gender bathrooms as well in the school. How come that? No one has a problem with that. I go to the airport and I find it very discriminatory.
Sure, because.
No, you got to be consistent. How come they still in the most, let's say Canada for example, which is at the forefront of this. You get an official form to fill in Canada. Any form, passport form, visa, city council form, whatever. It's got their gender, so it's got male, female, and then other. And under other, there's a whole string of different things, whatever. In the women's toilets, there's a sign that says, if you see a man, yeah, you shouldn't be alarmed because he's not really a man. He's one of these other gender things or whatever. Right? But they still have separate bathrooms. Why do they have separate bathrooms? No, why?
So why
because deep down. That's what I'm saying. Why can't I go to the women's bathroom? Why? That's not fair. I want to go to the women's bathroom. Why can't I? How come? Because deep down they know that there's something wrong with this. That's why they haven't. Israel will be the first country to do away with gender bathrooms. The first country. We're always at the forefront. But that's another. That's all part of the issue. That's part of the issue. In South Africa, when the Schwarzes took over, I'm talking 15 years ago, they introduced compulsory sex education in the schools. Okay? The Beis Yaakov decided there's no way. I mean, there's just no way they can do this. So you either do it or you close down. That's it. Not that you won't get government funding. They shut you down. Finish. No schools. And I was there when this process was going on. What are we going to do? We're going to have to leave South Africa. What's going to be? Whatever. Anyway, they invited the Minister of Education, the Schwarze woman, to the school. They were having a battle. They invited her to the school to come and see what goes on in the school, to see whatever. She came to the school, she walked down the school, she met the children, she said in some of the class or whatever, off she walked down and she said, you don't have to teach it here, I'll make sure that nothing happens, it's fine. It was gone. But the law's still there. You get a new Minister of Education, whatever comes along, they can invoke that law at any second. This woman saw what she saw, she said, Alavai, our Schwarze schools look like this, Havari. She said, no, you shouldn't do it. She understood, the Schwarze understood that. But in Achinami, then you're going to have this, and you're going to, and it's going to become more and more difficult to, and it's going, and Yara as well. Don't think that Yara's a bad paradox either.
My brother was in the Philippines, and he went with his old boss shopping to get a birthday present. He told me his first hand from his daughter. His daughter's 4 years old, so they went to the shop. And the man behind the counter, you can do like, you know, when you go shopping, you can have a guy come with you, like for clothes and stuff, and like, what, you know, your. So he says, can you help us find the present for my 4-year-old daughter? It's her birthday. So the man behind the counter turned around and said, certainly, sir, and is your daughter a boy or a girl? So he said, my brother was there, my brother told me his first hand, and is your daughter a boy or a girl? He's 4-year-old.
Who would have said neither? Other.
That's too much.
Rav Yaakov Weinberg said many years ago, many years ago, he said, Klal Yisrael has withstood every nisoin we ever had. The one nisoin we won't be able to withstand is women's liberty. The liberation movement, the women's liberation movement, is a nisoin that Klal Yisrael will not be able to withstand. It will destroy Klal Yisrael. And the problem today is already in Klal Yisrael. It's not just in Klal Yisrael, it's in the Orthodox world in Klal Yisrael already. You have Orthodox feminism, Jewish feminism, which is a churva otzon. Churva otzon. Klal Yisrael cannot withstand this sin because it destroys the home. It destroys the fabric of the Jewish home. And the fabric of the Jewish home is what makes Klal Yisrael. We can survive Inquisitions and communists and Nazis and all sorts of terrible nisoinus. Romans and Greeks and Babylonians and whatever. This we can't withstand. This is, and you see it.
It's inside.
Not only it's inside, but it breaks down the fabric of Jewish society. It breaks the Jewish home apart. You can't have a Jewish home like this.
My wife is amazing.
But what do I have to say? It's we have a special period after the war. That means this was not normal. After the war, until the last year, that was quite. But that was never like this, all the story of Jewish people. And we think it should be all the time like this. It's a mistake.
No, but the nisoin is a different kind of nisoin.
And
no one's coming holding a gun against you.
We have no training for nisoin.
Nothing, no precedence. Because no one's coming with a gun and saying to you, I'm gonna shoot you if you whatever. Yeah. People are coming and saying, you have to teach the sex education in your schools. So you have to close down your schools, you have to nisoin.
Crazy world. What's the meaning of like the schools that are trying to be solar ships, man? They're not trying to be bad jobs, they're trying to be solar ships.